Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Trump is throwing his support to Mitt Romney's run for the U.S. Senate in Utah. Trump tweeted last night that Romney, quote, will make a great senator. A half hour later, Romney tweeted back, thanks. The former Massachusetts governor launched his campaign last Friday with this video.
I have decided to run for United States Senate because I believe I can help bring Utah's values and Utah's lessons to Washington.
Mitt Romney hopes to fill the seat currently occupied by fellow Republican Orrin Hatch, who's retiring from the Senate. To talk about the former governor's U.S. Senate bid, we spoke to Jason Perry, who's director of the Hinckley Institute at the University of Utah, a nonpartisan institute for political education.
Glad to be with you.
Let me ask you for the big picture. Give us an overview of the Romney campaign in Utah so far, such as it is. How is the billionaire from Massachusetts resonating with voters there?
Exceptionally well is the answer. We did a poll just a couple of weeks ago anticipating his announcement, and he would have beat his competitor, his Democratic challenger, by 45 points if the election were held today. It was a secret to no one. He was thinking about running, and when he finally made the announcement, people were immediately excited about the campaign, and he's very popular.
Do you think he's vulnerable then on the carpetbagging issue, you know, moving to Utah, running for the Senate after being governor of Massachusetts?
That's an issue that some have raised, including his challengers already. But the reality for him is that Utahns do feel like he is one of them. As soon as he announced, our own governor said that Mitt Romney is our favorite adopted son. He's got Mormon pioneer heritage. He went to school here. No one here has forgotten the impact he had on the Olympic Games in 2002. And even when people try to give him that carpetbagger title, it just doesn't resonate very well with most Utahns.
Let me ask you this question. In the campaign video that we heard earlier, his campaign announcement, Mitt Romney spoke about his business background, and he spoke about the Olympic Games in Salt Lake City in 2002 that he helped rescue, but he didn't say anything, really, about his time serving as governor of Massachusetts. Do you think that was intentional?
I don't know what his calculus was on that, but I think that he was really just trying to emphasize the Utah aspects of this campaign. I predict that he spends time talking about the experience of being a governor and how important that is in the policies that he will work on in Washington, D.C. And in Massachusetts, he took on some of the biggest ones, like health care, for example. That is still an issue in Washington, D.C. I think as this campaign goes forward, he will lean more and more heavily on that experience in Massachusetts.
Let's talk, if we might, about Mitt Romney's relationship with the nation's top Republican, President Trump. He's been very tough on Donald Trump. Here he is speaking at the Hinckley Institute when he made scathing remarks about Trump during the 2016 campaign. Let's listen to this.
Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark. He's not of the temperament of the kind of stable, thoughtful person we need as leader.
You think Mitt Romney's view of Donald Trump will be toned down for the campaign, or do you think he'll be out there strongly against Trump as he has been in the past?
Well, that clip that you just played was so interesting when he said it here in Utah, and there were people on both sides of it that liked it, some that didn't. But I think what he's going to do in this campaign is exactly what he did in this announcement video for his candidacy, and that is he didn't mention President Trump a single time. For him to be successful in Utah, he's going to have to walk a very, very close line right there because Utahns are divided on Donald Trump. It's almost 50% for and 50% against. So I don't think Mitt Romney is going to be able to do very well if he is the foil to Donald Trump. I think President Trump reaching out to him would be wise because there's a very high likelihood Mitt Romney is going to be the next senator from the state of Utah.
So let me ask this one last question, if I might, Jason Perry. If you're thinking about running as a Republican against Mitt Romney, or you're the Democrat who will run against him, what's your best play, do you think, in the months between now and Election Day?
Well, it's a very tough road for any challenger, given the popularity of Mitt Romney in the state. But really, the only chance the one would have is try to first try to paint him as being someone who's not in touch with with Utahns or not conservative enough for the state. I think he's going to do his best to try to counter those things, but that is, those are really the only two areas that someone has to attack him in terms of his experience or his approach.
Jason Perry, director of the Hinckley Institute at the University of Utah, a nonpartisan political institute for political education. Thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.